Peace, love, and light, family. Today is August 1st, 2019, and I'm happy to bring you another episode of the Comedic Science Channel, The Netaru and You. I'm very excited about this particular podcast because we're going to get into the whole purpose of this existence we call life. And we're going to simplify this reality that we're living in and what the ultimate purpose is for our existence in this realm, on this earth, and what the fight is all about. Okay, so I'm going to start with an excerpt from the Book of the Dead. For those of you that don't know what the Book of the Dead is, it is a book that was found in ancient Egypt when they pillaged Egypt, and the Council of Nicaea was, I'm not sure if it was the first or the second attempt to get all the records from ancient Egypt and basically translate them into their language and other languages. And this book was titled The Book of the Dead because they found it in the tomb of one of the kings. And so they called it the Book of the Dead, but the original name was the Book of Coming Forth by Day and by Night, which is synonymous with confusion and clarity. Not necessarily the sun being out in the daytime or the night being dark and the moon being out, but the sense of when we're in these places in our journey where we don't understand what's going on within ourselves or within our life and why it's going on, and we feel pain and anguish and disappointment. We don't understand the purpose of the pain we're experiencing from the trial or the so-called injustice or unfairness of the situation that we're dealing with at the present time. And so this was a book given by the ancestors of ancient Egypt, the Black Lands, Nubia, whereby they were going through their own trials as far as the evolution of spirit, even in those times. So challenges of spirit in reference to aligning with divine will have always been, as long as humans have been on the planet. And so this book was inspired by those that built the pyramids. So I consider this a great resource of knowledge. And so I use this book as a reference to help me to deeper understand, excuse me, the King James Version Bible. And this is just my own personal choice. No one else I know of that does that, but definitely helps to give me more insight into the Bible and into the spirit of Christ, the spirit of life, as an energy, as a light, which exposes truth, and as a person, persona, through sound. Okay, so this book, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the subtitle is The Papyrus of Ani, Egyptian Text Transliteration and Translation by E.A. Wallace Budge. Again, the title of the book, if you'd like to purchase it, is The Egyptian Book of the Dead. The subtitle is The Papyrus of Ani, A-N-I, Egyptian Text Transliteration and Translation by E.A. Wallace Budge. And on the cover, you will see Sebek, which is the representative of the Egyptian assistant to resurrection, meaning he prepares the physical body and the physical animal nature for the god nature. Anpu or Sebek would be the quote-unquote angel or deity that helps one to come out of the animal spirit, out of the earthly programming, and come into the divine consciousness of divine wisdom and resurrect the divine spirit of the divine will of God, whereby you can embody the nature of God through the power of the will, Heru, or the Christ, the spirit of resurrection. So I'm going to read an excerpt from this book, and the plate is in Roman numeral LXXV11. And this is on page 153 of this book. And actually, it starts on 152 at the bottom and then continues about three or four pages. So I'm going to read this particular excerpt from the Papyrus of Ani. And I'm going to read it first in English, and then I will attempt to read it in Madu, which is the language of the ancient Egyptians. Okay? So let's begin. Okay, so if be known book this, he shall come forth by day in the underworld. He shall go in after he hath come forth. If be not known chapter this, not shall he enter chapter of making transformation into a hawk of gold, saith Osir, Ani. May I rise, even I, in the Sechet chamber, like a hawk of gold, coming forth from his egg. May I fly, may I alight, like a hawk of cubits, seven at his back, his two wings being of mother of emerald of the south. May I come forth from the Sektet boat. May be brought to me my heart from the mountain of the east. May I alight on the Atet boat, and may be brought to me those who are in their cycles with bowings. May I rise, even I. May I gather myself together like a hawk, beautiful of gold, with the head of a phoenix, entering to Ra. May I sit down among gods, those the great ones of Nut. Is placed for me a field, and offerings are before me. May I eat in it. May I be glorious in it. May I be filled according to what wisheth to receive my heart. May be given to me divine wheat for my mouth. May I obtain power through myself over the keeper of my head. Chapter of making the transformation into a hawk divine. Saith Osir Ani, Hail, Mighty One, come then to Tattu. Arrange for me the ways, make thou me to go round my thrones. May I renew myself, may I become strong. O grant thou my fear, create thou my terror, may fear me the gods of the underworld. They fight in their habitations for me. Let not come near me him that would do harm to me. May I walk through the house of darkness. May I clothe myself, the feeble one, and hide. Therefore, doing even as they, O ye gods, ye who hear speech, ye chiefs who are among the followers of Osir, be silent, therefore, ye O gods, speaketh the God with me. He heareth right and true what I speak to him. Speak for me, then, Osir, grant thou the revolution coming forth from thy mouth in respect of me. May I see thy forms of thy own, and may I understand thy soul. Grant thou that I may come forth, and that I may obtain power over my legs. May I be there like Nabercher upon his throne. May fear me the gods of the Dua, and may they fight at their gates for me. Grant thou that I may pass along thereby with the beings, the divine beings who rise. May I be established among my stand, like Neb-Ankh. May I be joined with Isis, the divine lady, also Aset. May they make me strong against the doer of injury to me. May not one come to see me, my feebleness. May I pass along, may I come into the remotest parts of heaven. I entreat speech with Seb. I supplicate who? With Neberger. That may fear me, the gods of the Dua, and that they may fight at their gates for me. When they see that thou hast given birds and fish to me, I am one of those shining beings who live in light. I have made my forms like his forms in his coming and in his appearance in Tattoo. For I have become worthy through his worth. He hath spoken to thee of my matters. How hath he given fear of me? He hath created terror of me. Fear me, the gods of the Dua. And so, family, I'm going to take a deep breath because these texts are so powerful, and they touch me at the deepest levels of my soul. So I'm going to run over this same chapter again, which is 76, starting at page 152 in the Book of the Dead by E.A. Wallace Budge. And I'm going to give you my personal translation of the text in English. And then I will lastly speak in the Madhu, the same words, just for the vibration and the honoring of the ancestors that brought this book forth and those that translates to their ability. Okay, so starting again at page 152, chapter 76. If be known book, this he shall come forth by day. In other words, okay, this particular phrase, if be known book, this he shall come forth by day. Meaning if he understands the words of this ancient sacred text, that he will have the power to transform before he transfers into the eternal world. Okay, so if be known book, this shall he come forth by day in the underworld. Okay. He shall go in after he hath come forth, meaning he will go into the sacred place. He will go into the rewarded place to those that have lived in alignment to the will of the Creator in this challenging earthly life. Okay. If be not known chapter this, not shall he enter in after he hath come forth. He shall not come forth by day, meaning he will never come to the understanding of the divine character of what it means to be a man, woman, child of God, an avatar of the spirit of life, Christ, to be the embodiment of the will of God. He will never know if he doesn't understand the holy sacred books or the ancient sacred text, which have been translated in many different languages. Okay, so the Bible, in my personal opinion, is a translation of this original book. I believe this is the original text that was translated into the Bible. This is my personal opinion. Okay, so the next phrase is chapter of making transformation into a hawk of gold. I haven't looked up what the hawk does, but I do know that the hawk is, he has the vision that is 2020. He can be miles above and see his prey below the earth and they where he's not even seen and can swoop down and get his prey without them being, you know, none the wise. So I believe it's the sight of the hawk they're referring to. And its ability to be in the bird realm, the most fierce predator or untouchable in the sense that the powers of the air, he's the master of the powers of the air, meaning what is said is something that goes into the air. Words are speech, and this is an element of air. What we hear, an element of air, even when we smell, it's in the air that we pick up a scent. And it goes into our breath, and we have the taste buds, and it could be something beautiful, or it could be something that's putrid, depending on what it is we're smelling. So I believe that what it's saying is the senses of the hawk is what gives him the dominance in this realm, and so they are implying that we should have super sense. Basically, the knowledge that we're studying will give us super sensory, and we'll be able to interpret things that come in through our senses, what we see, hear, smell, taste, and we'll be able to determine whether it is something that we should ingest or not, according to the health of our being, mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul, spirit. And so this is what I believe they mean by the transformation into the hawk. This is having super spiritual senses. Okay? So the hawk of gold, meaning of mastery, okay? The alchemy of the lower senses and the lower nature into the divine spiritual nature, and being able to foresee things that are inconceivable by the person that has undeveloped senses, spiritual senses, okay? Okay, so it says, chapter of making transformation into a hawk of gold, saith Osir, or the master of self, Ani, or the studier of the truth. Anai or Ani would be the student of the spiritual knowledge of the universe, of life, of the Christ, of the divine, mastery of self. Okay, so may I rise, even I, meaning may I transform, may I rise up out of the animal nature and become a god, meaning in my spirit and in my senses, in the sachet chamber, like a hawk of gold coming forth from his egg, basically rebirth, right? In the Bible, it says, surely I say one must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is regarding consciousness and conscious awareness. He has to be reborn in the mind. The mind of the divine spirit of God has to be embodied in him through the will, through the Christ spirit, through submission to the divine laws, through the accepting of the master, the one who embodied the totality of Father, Mother, God, and how we're supposed to operate in this earth realm as a little God. Okay? And so this is the embodiment of the power of the Christ within those that believe in Christ. The spirit of life, the spirit of light, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of power and divine will. Okay? And so it says a hawk of gold coming forth from his egg. Rebirth and resurrection. May I fly, may I alight like a hawk of cubits. 7. Okay, in the tree of life or the Netaru, the 7th sphere is Heteru, the house of the imagination. So this relates to our ability to shift the mind from the earthly desires, thoughts, focuses, and into the divine, and to see yourself as a god, to see yourself as a cosmic, universal, eternal, multidimensional being. Okay? That's what this ability of coming forth from the egg, meaning may I fly, may I alight like a hawk of cubits. 7 at his back. This is the ability to use the imagination and meditation to embody the divine powers of God through the mind and the heart and meditation and opening up the earth star crown chakra and receiving the divine powers of the Netaru, which are the powers of the Christ, or the faculties of Father, Mother, God, masculine and feminine energies that are needed in order to move and shift in this realm in a specific way, depending on the situation that we are presently encountering. Okay? So here it says, may I fly, may I alight like a hawk of cubits. 7 at his back, his 2 wings being of mother of emerald. Emerald reflects the heart chakra, green. And so that means his 2 wings being of mother of emerald. That would be the daughter of Ma'at. I'm sorry, the daughter of Mut-Nechit, Mother Nature, the cosmic universe, moving through the heart, the color green, the heart of abundance, the ability to have an expansive mind, see the expansiveness of our being, reflects that emerald green, that abundance of the earth, you know. I think there is that reflects the abundance of expansion and giving birth. You know, soil is where green and green trees and green grass and fruit and all vegetation and nutrients for our bodies are grown from the earth. And so that green represents abundance, the expansiveness of the abundance of the heart and understanding the totality of our being and what we are working for as students of spiritual science, students of spiritual alchemy, students of the Christ, the Master, of coming forth, you know, by day, by night, by the dark times, the dark nights of the soul, the challenging times, and the day when we're happy and moving, you know, back and forth through these ebb and flow of light and darkness, the coming forth of day and night, you know, happiness and sorrow, and understanding the purpose and process for it all. And there's a scripture that's coming to mind now that says, and let patience have its perfect work, because it promotes patience. The trials, do not find it strange when you fall into diverse temptations, for the testing of your faith is at hand. And let patience have its perfect work, meaning the more we go through trials and the more pain we go through after we go through the inventory, meditation, and surrender process, and we go into the hermit mode and ask for guidance, we understand that what we went through was for a bigger purpose than what we can understand at the present time. We feel that it's unfair. We feel that it's unjust. We feel that it is unuseful and it's isn't warranted. And then we understand after meditation that there is a strength and a power and a character and a fortifying of the power of God through that trial once we come out on the other side. And you realize it's very useful. And it creates a character of divine royalty and discipline. And it's not about being better than anyone. It's about mastering yourself, your own weaknesses. It's you know, duking it out with the devil in you. You know, does anybody really want to be a slave to anything? You know, a lot of people in this world, we are in the world of the prince of the darkness and of the air. And a lot of people believe that submitting to the evil of the world makes them strong, but it actually makes them weak, because, you know, it's very easy to follow what's going on. That's easy. But it is not easy to go against the flow of the stream. It's not. It is very difficult. And so when you go against the stream, that is a fight and a war of the spirit. And that shows a warrior. That's a warrior when you go against. But when you follow, that is not a trait of a warrior. It's someone weak. Okay? Anybody can follow and want to be a part of what's going on because it's easy. It's a very weak attribute. It's needing something outside of yourself to validate you. But when you decide within your heart, I like this truth. I like what I like, and I'm not going to allow something outside of me to be sovereign over me. I'm going to make a decision that I am happy with, that my soul says yes to. Not that the society says yes to, not that even your family members, but something that you feel convicted about. For your soul. That's spiritual alchemy. That is the power. That is the evolution of self. It's about you being happy with you. No one else. No approval from anyone. No needing acknowledgement. No, you are sovereign. You are a God. That's what it's about. Don't you want to feel that within yourself? Don't you want to feel that you are a sovereign God over your own being? Because you're connected to the divine that made you, and you operate within the default programs that were created for your optimum efficiency? I do. But that's my personal choice. And for anyone listening to this podcast, that this is for those people that want to master the self. This is not for people that want to debate. And, you know, I understand this is the world of the prince of the air. Okay? The creator has allowed it to be. This is a place of testing. Okay, this is not a challenge against the evil. This is the tools that are needed for those that are in the fight, that choose to have the fight on their own cognition, not because of what someone else says. This is not a judgment. I have been there. You know, we all go through the trials of transformation. We all are in the dark and light. Okay, that's why it says coming forth by day and by night. We actually come from the darkness, meaning we don't know. And then we evolve into the knowing through the trials and tribulations and through the mistakes, you know, and through the decisions we make, where the law of God comes and corrects us through pain and tribulation and trial, because we make decisions that we don't understand will affect us in a way that will take from us. And we learn through that loss and through that pain and through that heartache. And this is what we all go through as human beings. And this is this process of being in the fire. This is that transmutation. This is that purification. This is that trial by fire that we all as human beings are subjected to go through, because that's what this life is about. It's testing. You have times where you enjoy, but it's really about mastery of self. You come into this world without knowing who we do not. First, we're in the womb and we're one with God. We come out and we get into this world of challenge, and we do not know who we are. We don't know what we are. We don't know why we're here. We don't know how to operate. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing. And this is the mystery of life. This is the challenge. Can you come into this realm where your true self is there, but you have to awaken to it, and you have to work and fight for your true identity to find it? And when you find your true identity, you will find God first. And you find God through the Master, the Christ. Some call him just Yeshua. Some call him the Master. I personally call him Master. Some call him Yahuwah. Some call him Yahweh ben Yahweh. There is a Master that walked the earth that never did anything wrong. That was the first of the Father's perfect manifestations of divine will and flesh. And this particular Master is the embodiment of the Father and the Mother energies, masculine and feminine energies of life. And the ebb and flow of the mathematics of what is necessary in the processes of coming forth, of giving birth to a thing, a situation, or an environment, a vibration, whatever it may be. And this Christ, the spirit of life, the spirit of resurrection, the spirit of the product of the Father, Mother, God energy, the potential, which is the seed, and the soil, which is the cosmic mother womb, Mother Nut, Nechit, energy of Aset, the divine mother. They merge together in the negative and positive polarities of life and have created the first light, which is Christ. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Earth was without form. Void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That was the womb of the mother. And Father inserted himself into the mother waters and said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And so the speaking is a part of the birthing process. But the environment in which the shaping happens is the Aset energy, the mother energy, the feminine, the yielding, the receiving. Okay? The potential is the initiator. Seker, speaking. Heru, acting. The active is the potential, the potentate, the father energy, the seed, the potential of anything that is to be, the ingredients that will help you to bake the cake. Okay? And the oven would be the thing that allows the temperature to get to a certain level, and it does what it needs to do to create that particular pastry, cake. I'm just trying to give an analogy here. And there's a divine intelligence in the mother womb and in the father potential that merge and move together to create a desired thing. And that is what we are as gods. We have to connect to our source. It's like we hook ourselves up. Like, you don't get Wi-Fi if you don't have a Wi-Fi adapter in your computer or on your phone. Well, you have to get you have to connect to a landline. I had some problems with my computer this week, and one of my computers, and you have to connect to a landline in order to get a connection. And that's what it is with us. We cannot get the power and the access to the software of our divine character until we are connected to our divine creator. And that's synonymous with the Christ being the USB, the connection to our divine nature. Heru, okay? So let me go ahead and finish with this 76th chapter of the Book of the Coming Forth, okay? So it says, "May I fly, may I alight like a hawk of cubits seven at his back, his two wings being of mother of emerald, the heart," okay, "of the south. May I come forth from the sextet boat May I be brought to my heart, meaning your true self, the true love inside of you, from the mountains of the east. I believe that is Zion, like your most expansive awareness of who you are as a God, as a little God, you know, your Christed resurrected self, your divine self, the being able to see the vision of who you really are in spirit of the east. May I alight on the Atet boat and be brought, and may be brought to me those who are in their cycles with bowings, meaning those that are on the path along with you. When you get to the other side, meaning when we leave our bodies and we go to the eternal realm, maybe we be met with our ancestors, our one that we love. Maybe we may be met by them on the other side when we leave this physical world. Okay. And may be brought to me those who are in their cycles with bowings. May I rise, even I. May I gather myself like a hawk, beautiful of gold, with the head of a phoenix. Phoenix rising, meaning coming up out of this old nature and moving into the God nature, entering into Ra. And Ra basically is another manifest, the fullness of Christ. Okay. I actually have been getting a revelation of Ra in many different forms. Like I said, my guides speak to me. My angels and guides speak to me in reference to the old and the new. They always connect me to the ancient Egyptian text, to the King James Version Bible. This is just what they do for me. And Ra, they pointed the name Israel to me, and they told me to flip it around and say it backwards. And I said, okay. And they said, Ra is Elohim. El means God. Okay. Ra is El, meaning the light. Okay. Christ, the sun. They called Christ Ra back in the day. Okay. God is Elohim. The light is God. The sun is God. So that sun in the sky is the energy of the Christ, or the spirit of life, or the first manifestation of the Father, Mother, God, Creator, which is known by many names, and the mystery that will never be learned, maybe in this realm, maybe on the other side we will know, but we do our best to try to understand our Creator, which is both feminine and masculine, because we're made in their image, okay? And we're both male and female. So this is the totality of God, male and female energy together. And so the light is the first manifestation of what came out of the Godhead, okay? And that light, in my personal opinion, is Christ, or Ra, the sun, okay? The very first planet that was created. And then all the other planets were created up out of the energy of the sun, the light. That's why all the other planets circle around the sun, okay? If the sun goes, then our universe goes, the earth goes, we're all done for. So there is a sovereignty in this sun, which is the S-U-N and the S-O-N, I personally believe is the Christ in its first form, okay? The form of light, okay? And life. Okay, so may I gather myself together like a hawk beautiful of gold with the head of a phoenix, entering to Ra. May I sit down among the gods, those, the great ones of Nut, the great ones of the cosmic world, the great ones of the universe, the great ones of heaven, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you know, Aunt Emmy, Uncle Howard, Uncle Puna. Always the same. Well, actually, Uncle Puna, and I'm speaking of my own ancestors, and Uncle James, Uncle Eddie, Aunt Flora. Okay, this is wanting to be greeted by your ancestors when you reach that realm, which is inevitable, by the way. Okay, it says, it's placed for me a field, and offerings are before me. May I eat in it? Meaning when we get to heaven, or when we get to the divine realm where we're going to go, may there be blessings. Like they said, we're going to receive rewards, and there'll be a feast, and there'll be, you know, they say streets of gold. We don't know what that realm is like, because the Creator doesn't allow us to be synonymous in both realms, not in totality. We can get a peek into it, but we cannot be in both realms and understand the reality of both. No, this earth realm is a reality of delusion. And this is why we have to go inward. We have to meditate. We have to connect to the divine in order to see what the truth is. This is a realm of delusion. Don't be mistaken. This world is full of delusion, challenge, and testing. Okay? This is not paradise. This is not heaven. This is the place of challenge and testing. Everyone walking in the planet on the earth is going through a test, whether they know it or not. They're being tested. Divine beings, angels, okay, deities, beings, God, and under the Master, the Christ, under Father, Mother, God, the Godhead, they are writing what we're doing. They're writing everything we're doing. They see us. In ancient African spirituality, it said that our ancestors are following us everywhere. Okay, none of us are doing anything in secret. So just because you can't see them, you think that no one knows. Oh, no, 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 no. They know everything we do. They know everything. And so that's why it's best just to get ourselves aligned so we don't have to feel shame when we get to that side, just for our own, you know, peace. It's not about anyone judging you. It's just that what a beautiful thing to finally master the self and operate in your divine default program, which is the most beautiful way to exist, you know, to master, you know, this test, you know, how much more beautiful can life be? You know, I don't think anything is more beautiful than that. Okay, so it's placed for me a field and offerings before me. This is, of course, in the divine realm when we leave. Which is placed for me a field and offerings are before me, and may I eat in it, may I be glorious in it, and may I be filled according to what wisheth to receive my heart. That's beautiful, right? May be given to me divine wheat for my mouth, spiritual food. May I obtain power through myself, meaning the Netaru, my true self, see the divine self, the faculties, Oser, Tehuti, Seker, Ma'at, Heru, I'm sorry, Herikuti, Heru, Heteru, Sebek, Aset, and Geb. Okay, so in the English terms, I will say immovable. These are the things you want with you. So it said, may I obtain power through myself. Yourself would be immovable peace, number one. Number two, mastery of your earthly life before you left, meaning the divine God lived in you before you left your body. Divine wisdom ruled your mind. Divine word was what came out of your mouth. You've learned to master what you speak. Your heart was an alignment with righteousness and love and kindness and non-judgment and peace and right standing and equality and love and not harm to others. These are what you want to bring with you when you leave. If you don't have them, you're going to be in trouble. A lot of trouble. Because it's not about me. It's about the creator. And it's about the master. We will be judged. I'm no one's judge. I judge myself. I'm here teaching because I want all of us to master self. I can't make anyone master self. I can't make people get rid of pride. I can't make people get rid of their ability to want to be over others or have power or control of others or dominating others or wanting to execute judgment and hurt others. I can't make anyone do that. You have to do that for yourself. If you want to hurt others, I actually feel sorry for you. Because that means that the prince of this world has got you. He's got you. And if you leave without mastering yourself, you're going to be judged. And I don't think it's going to be good. So I hope that this knowledge I'm sharing will help. Because it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. It's judgment. And if a person doesn't fear that, then I don't know what to say to them. I have nothing to say to them. I have nothing to say because I can't do anything for them. They're putting judgment upon themselves. And my heart hurts for people like that, but I can't make people change. But we choose what we want. We choose how we want to live. We choose how we want to think, and no one can stop us. It's about the desire of your heart. And that's why there's a scripture that says, create in me, O God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. And so in order for us to get into the kingdom of blessings, when we leave this earth, we need to have a right spirit within us, create a clean heart and a right spirit. and connecting to the Christ, the Master, is the only way you're going to do that. Oh, please, I will say it again. Please understand, I believe in the Christ. For those of you that listen to this podcast, please understand, the Master is very real to me. The Master is who brought me through these evolutions of self, that told me to study different religions so I can understand the world better and how to relate to other people and other religions and find Him in it. And that He's all trying to lead us to Him, because whatever we don't do right in this world, He came so that He can provide that balance. He can provide that subsidy, that spiritual currency that's necessary for us to be in right standing. See, most of us are not going to get this right. I'm no one saint. I'm far from it. I could tell you guys some stories. But if you know the Master, everything that's in Him, which is the perfect embodiment of the Netaru, the faculties of His Father, Mother, our Father, Mother, we're covered. He's got our back. He's our big brother. He's our lawyer. He's got us. So whatever we don't have within the essence of our being, He'll take without outside of Himself when we go through the halls of Ma'at in the day of judgment, and He'll say, it's okay. I got them. Here you go. Here's this essence of spirit that they need to be covered. Come on, sis. Come on, brother. I got you. Come on. You're fine. You're fine. Come on in. Enter in. Enter in. Come on and get your reward, because you believed in me. You trusted me. You believe in the Father and believe also in me. I feel His spirit. Thank you, Master. He came for those of us that couldn't get it right. I'm one of them. And that's why I'm connecting the spirit of the Christ to Heru, the will. That's why He said when He died, not my will, but thy will, Father, be done. He was the second manifestation of God's divine plan, because many of us in the ancient times and even today, we just can't get it right. This is a difficult realm to live in, the earth realm. But if you believe, I feel His spirit. If you believe in Him, you will get there. He said, my Father is the vine and I am the vine dresser. And whatever branches are not in me will be cut off, burned, and thrown away. Cast away as chaff. So, as we're studying these ancient and new version concepts of the divine will of our Creator, please believe in Christ. He is the propitiation for our sins. I don't think many of us, I mean, learning spirituality is difficult. This realm is difficult. We got, especially nowadays, we have so many entities, energies, and low frequency beings, you know, plans and, you know, air war tools. I'll call it air war tools, weapons of warfare, okay, that are fighting against us all the time. And sometimes they're working through other people because they have not mastered the self. See, the thing is, the more of us that master ourselves, the easier life will become. More of us will become less susceptible to the wiles of the enemy, the devil, the prince of the air, Satan, that comes under Sebek, intelligence. Intelligence can go to the left, and right, what's right can be looked at as wrong, and what's wrong can be looked at as right. That's that Sebekian energy. That's Mercury. Mercury was going retrograde. Now it's going back straight. So now we're not as kooky and crazy anymore. Thank God. I'm glad Mercury's returning back to its normal transit, because I feel much more balanced, and I'm grateful for that. Okay. I'm getting really excited, you guys. I don't mean to go on a tangent, but I'm just going to get back to the scriptures I'm reading. Again, plate 76. So, may I be filled according to that, to what which wisheth to receive my heart, and may be given to me divine wheat from my mouth, may I obtain power through myself, myself meaning the Netaru, the powers of Christ or the faculties of God, the divine characteristics of the Christ, which is the embodiment of Father, Mother, God. Okay, over the keeper of my head, may I obtain power through myself over the keeper of my head, okay? In the ancient Yoruba, Yoruban religion, they call the earthly consciousness our Ori, okay? And the Ori is like an angel of ourself, okay? It's like ourself, but in an angel form, and it has to allow certain knowledge in or say yes to whatever it is we are allowing. You know, our Ori is the consciousness. It can be swayed to do negative or positive. I'm sorry. Forgive me. That's wrong. Okay. I apologize, Father, Mother, God, Master. Ori knows what's best for us. I'm sorry. Ori is the perfect self. Ori, I would say, is either the Christ itself or it's connected to the Christ itself. And so the Ori has to allow blessings to come to us. That's like our higher self. It has to allow this earthly part of ourselves to receive the blessing. And we can only do that through connecting to the Christ consciousness, which allows us to connect to the will of the Father, Mother, God. Okay. And so again, it goes back to having a relationship with the Master. He knows best. We don't know a lot of things. You see how I just made a mistake, right? And I was just convicted. And they said, no, that's not correct. So the Ori is like the Christ itself, the perfect self that we are, that's in another realm, our higher self. And we have to merge with that higher self. We have to take off the earthly and put on our God self and embody that in this earth form. Okay. But it still exists with God. Okay. Our perfected God self. Okay. Our Osero Userti, you know, our Usero or Userti, our mastered self, our Christ itself, our perfect self, our God self that is waiting to merge with us. That's the true marriage, you know, merging this earthly self with our divine Christ itself. And becoming one with our divine self. That is the first marriage. The first marriage is with self. And if you don't know self, then you're not going to know how to embody the Christ, the will, the Heru, the resurrection, the Netaru, the faculties and characteristics of God within our true divine Christ itself, our higher self. We're not going to know how to do it. Okay? So, again, it says, may be given to me divine wheat for my mouth. May I obtain divine wheat from my mouth? I would say that would be the holy words or the invocations or the scriptures or declarations in that realm. You know, call those things that are not as though they are, you know, whatever the realm is like, you know, to not say, I'm just giving an example of an open sesame or whatever you're supposed to say when you get to that realm. Because these people of ancient Egypt, my ancestors, they said that there are words that you have to speak when you go into that realm. In your other body, you'll still be able to speak. And there are words that you have to speak. And that will show that you can go amongst those that are the masters. Okay? The divine ones they were talking about. That we'll have another form, but we'll be able to speak in that realm. And there are words that we're supposed to speak in order for them to know that we belong. Okay? So it says, may I obtain power through myself, higher self, of course, Christ itself, over the keeper of my head, okay? So may the Ori, the Christ itself, and the earthly self merge and become one, the first marriage, okay? The bride of Christ is our higher self. And we would be the groom because we are the potential. We are in the masculine form, meaning we are the manifested form of the plan of God, which was to bring mankind here in both light and darkness, meaning in knowing and not knowing, and letting us go through this process of coming forth. Can they discover who they are? Can they master and become who they really are, which is a God, which is a little me, which is a little master like my son? Can they do it? Well, I am in them. They have the power, but they have to connect through the will, might to intend, to know. I am a God. I am God. And to rise up through speech, through thought, through intention, through action, through intelligence, through meditation, and giving birth through the Aset faculty and manifesting in earth. And already embodying the God energy before transferring into that next realm. That is the whole purpose of this life. Okay? Okay, so I'll continue. This is page 154, chapter of making the transformation into a hawk, okay, which is the super spiritual self or the supernatural self, okay? The hawk, super senses, supernatural, okay? Super cosmic self. Okay, so chapter of making transformation into a hawk divine, the divine self, okay, the mastered self, saith Oser, which is your God self within you in the higher realms. Okay, hail mighty one. Okay, this is Christ in you speaking to your higher self, your Christ itself. Hail mighty one. Come then to Tattoo. Arrange for me. This is the lower self speaking to the higher self, the Christ itself. Arrange for me the ways. Show me the path. Okay? This is the connection to Christ and Christ's mind, his guidance, the master. Make thou me to go round my thrones. In other words, go through the transformations of each sphere of the Neteru, each faculty of coming forth, of becoming the God. Okay? Embodied in earth form or goddess. Okay? Hail, mighty one. Come then to Tattoo. Arrange for me the ways. Make thou me to go round my thrones. May I renew myself. May I become strong. Oh, grant thou my fear. Create thou my terror. It's a scary thing to embody the Christ, right? May fear me the gods of the underworld, meaning the prince of the air, the evil ones, the wicked ones that want to go against the will of God. May they fear me because I have so much light and power, right? Don't you want to be feared by those that want to destroy? Not to walk around and say, fear me, just to say, oh, fear me because I'm something special. No, but those that want to unnecessarily cause undue harm and undue pain to the innocent. Okay, your innocent self, your child self, the little part of you, the baby that was hurt and injured and taken for granted of at school, whatever situations you went through. Don't you want to protect your baby self? The child within you, the inner child? Don't you want to protect that little you? You have to be your own parent. So yes, you want the gods of the underworld. You want them to fear you. So may fear me, the gods of the underworld. They fight in their habitations for me, for your soul. They're fighting for your soul. Will you be in darkness, chaos, and unrest, and live in an eternal state of horror and hell in your emotional being when you leave? Because emotions don't die. Spirit doesn't die. You just take on another form. Will you be at peace? Will you be Oser? Will you be Amen? Why do you think they say Amen after the prayers? Immovable peace, oneness. With the true essence of the divine will of God. No worry, no fear. Oneness with the Creator. Oneness with the Godhead. Oneness with the Father. Oneness with the Mother. Oneness with the Master. Oneness with the divine beings that were placed in order and in law form and in cause and effect form to protect all that is good and all that is righteous and all that is lovely and all that is abundant and blessed and beautiful. Don't you want to be one with that? I do. That's how you get the abundance in both worlds. Okay, so may fear me, the gods of the underworld. They fight in their habitation for me. Let not come near me him that would do harm to me. May I walk through this house, through the house of darkness. May I clothe myself, the feeble one, the baby. The broken one. This is what I'm telling you. You have to be your own mother and father. And hide. Okay? May I clothe myself, this the feeble one, and hide the baby. Protect your baby. Your baby self. Okay? Your earthly self is your baby self. Your Christ itself is your higher self. The master that's within you. The Christ within you. You are a little God. This one scripture long ago said, Do ye not know that ye are gods? I have that on my Facebook page, which is in my given name. This I consider it a slave name because I'm African American, and that's why I go by the name of Toffee or Nekhebet Oya Hetheru Herukuti, and that means creative, a being of creation and imagination. The feminine, the mother, divine law and power and will. And yeah, the beauty, love, and harmony. So these are the aspects. These are basically attributes of the faculties of the divine according to ancient Egyptian science. If you notice, I said Herakuti, which is the law. That is the double Heru, or the double will, energy of the sun, Ra, and Mars. Oh, excuse me. And so Mars is the planet of war. And so this is the war of the lower self and the high self, the light against the dark, good against evil. And it's all within. And it's also external, too. Okay. And I have some scriptures in reference to this. One of them is Ephesians 2:2, which is, I'm sorry, this is not regarding the one. There's one that says about fighting against, not against flesh and blood. I'll get to that later. And I'll finish the chapter. Okay. So, may I obtain power through myself, meaning my divine self, the embodiment of the Netzaru, the consciousness of God, the Christ faculty, the power and resurrection of the God self over the animal consciousness, okay? Over the keeper of my head, okay? May your consciousness shift to the divine and not be caught in the animal mind or the desires of this world, okay? Chapter of making transformation to a hawk divine, saith Osir, the God within you. Hail, mighty one, your Christ itself, the God self, the master of self. Then Tutatu, arrange for me the ways, make thou me go round my thrones, meaning go through the processes of coming forth through all the faculties of the Netzaru. May I renew myself, may I become strong. O grant thou my fear, create thou my terror, meaning let me challenge, let me take on this challenge of becoming my higher self, my Christ itself, the God within, the avatar of the creator of this universe, the Christ. Let me embody. Let me be a little God, like the master, like my big brother. Okay? May fear me, the gods of the underworld. They fight in their habitations for me. Okay? The evil ones fight for your soul. Always. They're always fighting for our souls. We have to choose whom it says, choose this day whom you will serve. You can type that in KJV and Google, and you'll find out which particular scripture that is. I try to find the scriptural reference in the KJV, but it's just too tedious sometimes to do it. So sometimes it'll come out of me because it's in me. The word is in me. So you may hear me say it and not have the actual scripture. Okay, so it says, let not come near me, him that would do harm to me. And may I walk through the house of darkness. May I clothe myself, the feeble one, okay, the animal, the fragile self, the earthly self, the one that did not know. You know, protect, in other words, protect your lower self, or protect your animal self, protect the you that is insecure, that is in fear, that has struggles with the embodiment of knowing who you are and walking in who you are. Okay? Maybe may I clothe myself, the feeble one, and hide, therefore, doing even as they. Oh, ye gods who hear speech. You chiefs who are among the followers of Osir, the God man, the master, okay, the Christ. Be silent, therefore, ye O God, speaketh the God with me. Meaning, don't come against me. You know, be for me when I get there. You know, don't speak against me. You know, speak to the God, meaning the Godhead and the master for me, the ones that rule. Okay? Speak to them on my behalf. Have compassion for me. Okay? O God, speak of the God with me, meaning speak to my God within myself, and speak to the entirety of the Godhead, Father, Mother, and Christ, okay? The creators of all. O God, speak the God with me. I'm sorry, O God, speaketh the God with me. Okay, meaning speak to the God self within me. Acknowledge the God within me. Okay, he heareth right and true what I speak to him. Okay? That's the Christ within you, the Master within you. Okay, the spirit of the Father and the Mother within you. Speak for me then, Osir, or Master of Self. Grant thou the revolution, or God Self. Grant thou the revolution coming forth from thy mouth in respect of me. And may I see thy forms, thy own. May I understand thy soul. In other words, let me be the embodiment of God in this realm. Let me have already transitioned and transformed myself into the God before I reach the next round, before I get rid of this, before this body is done away with. Let me become the God in this earth realm. Okay? Before entering into that realm, when you meet the ancestors, the angels, or the divine beings that are elevated because they lived a life of...